Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, titled A Honey of a Tree, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. To the early farmers and woodsmen of eastern North America, who depended on the forest to provide many of their necessities, the honey locust tree must have seemed like a general store. Its hard, rot-resistant wood was easily worked and proved ideal for fashioning tool handles and fence posts and kindling a quick, hot fire. The honey locust of the colonial era was a tree to respect, with branches, trunk, and even roots armed with sharp 3-inch thorns that were used for straight pins and to arm fishing spears. In the days before barbed wire, farmers planted hedgerows of honey locusts around pastures to contain farm animals, topping the trees to increase the number of thorns and create an impenetrable barrier. The tree's long, flat pods, high in sugar and protein, provided a high-quality feed for farm animals, or could be ground and mixed with grains for making breads and rolls. The sticky pulp inside the pod provided a crude soap. Today, the honey locust has found an important role as a landscaping plant. Plant breeders have disarmed it of its thorns and eliminated its lawn-littering pods. Varieties like Shade Master, Skyline, and the Golden Leaf Sunburst are rapid shade producers, often growing 2 feet in a single season. The fern-like leaves cast a dapple shade, allowing lawn grasses to flourish beneath the airy canopy. All honey locusts display a pale yellow autumn foliage, and when the tiny leaflets fall to the ground, they quickly disintegrate, eliminating the need for raking. The honey locust is considered a good choice to replace the vanishing American elm as an urban tree. Its rapid growth and resistance to air pollution and road salt make it a good candidate for planting in city parks and along boulevards. Its fibrous root system and its ability to grow in just about any soil makes it useful for controlling erosion. Perhaps the hybrid species of today will be as useful to us as the native honey locust was to those of generations past.